the United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Hotel Called Life, given on June 23, 2001, in Fresno, California, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
dinner before? No, huh? It's a Vietnamese tradition to welcome somebody very important like you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Good. If you're good there, good. Then stay. Oh, it's okay. Just a seat. It's no problem. It's more important that you're comfortable. Yes. It's not that I'm important. You see, you squeeze her in that corner. Be a gentleman. here. More space. Thank you, guys. See you later. Ta-da. How are you? Feel wonderful?
Oh, I feel great.
How is that? Something happened today?
I just feel like really good about being here and the energy that's flowing through the people.
Oh, really? And you can feel all that?
Oh, yeah.
Here is the INCB. We're interviewing who?
George.
George, from where?
From San Francisco.
You?
Yeah, I'm Mexican, but I'm coming from Montreal.
Oh, wow, from Canada. My God, that's far. Thank God you have a good seat this far. Ooh. Thank you for coming. Every time they invited me to somewhere for a seminar, lecture, or speech, I normally say, no. Last time I say no already. Last time was the last time. And then they try so many ways, so charming way, you know, like, oh, Master, we have a party afterward. I'm always skeptical. What kind of party? So, you know, all kind of beautiful food. Oh, that's my weakness. They have Indian food, Vietnamese food, Chinese food, American, hamburger, vegetarian, French, onion soup, Mexican, tacos, burritos, all kind of things, you know, that make me weak, you know. And I say, okay, but this is the last time, okay? So that's how I'm here, you know, seduced by food. Thank you so much. Yeah, and we have a party tomorrow, yeah, in case you don't know. So today, we're here to introduce you to the Supreme Master Ching Hai. It's an honor for me also because she is great. Whenever you're in trouble, you just tell her to fix it, and she does. Yeah. No matter what kind of trouble, yeah. She's a lady of solution, yeah. Ching Hai in the ocean of love, the Supreme Master is God, yes. So I'm very honored also to work for her, yes. I'm one of the, maybe manager, you know, of the company, yes. And we have a lot of employees who are always willing to work free of charge, anytime, with or without request. It's a very funny company. The employee requests the work for free. Yeah, and the boss always say, oh, no, maybe. Oh. Yes. The real boss always say yes before we even do anything. So anyway, let's go back to the Supreme Master Qinghai. She's a good one. Sometimes it's a he. You know, that person changed from she to he all the time. Sometimes she looks like an old lady, old man with long hair like that. And sometimes they look like a young lady, beautiful princess, a beautiful king, beautiful queen, beautiful kid, all kind of appearance she made. When she needs or he needs to help someone who is in trouble. The reason they are in trouble, because they do not know how to get direct contact with that Supreme Master herself. Yes. I'm here to tell you how to get in touch with her directly every day. No need AT&T, no need internet. It's okay, you're welcome to stay. You wanna go? Stay here, I'm lonely. Stay here, stay here. Don't worry, it's just a seat. I'm happy somebody accompany, but I've been lonely in the hotel room since yesterday. I hate hotel rooms. So lonely, long corridor, nobody to talk to. Whenever you walk out, just doors, 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 doors. And room, 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 room. One of the reasons I don't like travel too much is I hate hotel rooms. Just feels so lonely in there. The soul is not lonely, just the mind gets lonely, frustrated. And it smells sometimes. If you happen to get a non-smoking room, it's better. Otherwise, it's no good. So the good thing is that I have meditation. Huh? I just sit there and go bzzz, somewhere else. Leave the hotel alone. But we need to pay, nevertheless. Yeah. Not because you go somewhere, then the room is free. No, no. So if we do this meditation, we can also be in two places. At least at the same time, one is on the planet Earth and other is in the planet Heaven. You can do both things same times. And later, if you are more improved in your practice, you can be in many, many, many places in one planet and many, many planets in one universe at the same time. But still, in this planet, it will cost you a hotel room if you stay in one, yeah? You can just leave your body there, still you pay for the body. You know what I mean? Yeah, this body costs us a lot every day since the day we were born. Until I'm grown that much. I mean, I haven't grown that much, but still. Until I'm grown so much, there's so much money and effort and time, energy has been put into this body. Luckily, I'm employed in a good company, doing a good job. We are all here very humbly doing this human job. We are doing too good a human job that we happen to forget that we are not just human. We are very, very great beings. We encompass the whole cosmos. We can do absolutely anything we want. Any time of the day, regardless of who we are, what color our skin, what job we have, how old we are, and where we are, whether we are in prison, in the restricted country, or in a free country like America, we still can do absolute anything, anytime, because we do it with the spirit. We don't even have to leave this body in order to do this. If we are good at our practice, we could function at the same time in this world, like driving cars, go shopping, doing makeup, washing dishes, feeding the dogs, the cat, driving boat. Still, at the same time, we still can do plenty, thousands, millions other jobs required of our power. So if we know many friends who need our help in time of trouble, need a helping hand, we can always fly there to help them in spirit. And they can see us also. At the same time, we are in California having a good time with the ship and the boat in Santa Monica or something like that. Yes. So this is the power that we always have. We always do and we always will. Nobody can ever take this from us. But we have to reclaim it. We have to rediscover it. We have to know how. We have to not let the busy schedule of this transient existence blind us, deafen us, or do our heart so that we don't see, we don't hear, we don't know with the real eyes, real ears, real knowledge. Every day we must reserve a little time out of 24 hours, however much you can spare. We must reserve a little time for us so that we can remember our glory, so that we can experience what the Bible has teach us, like the kingdom of God is within you. Buddha nature is inside you. Every being is a Buddha. Everyone is a child of God. If we are too busy, we won't remember this. We just hear, say, but we don't know actually what it is. For a person who heard of Sacramento or Fresno, and another person who came here and visited the city, it's a completely different story. So most of us, we hear that, okay, we're the children of God. I know that, I know that. I'm also a Buddha. I know that, I know that. But we don't really know. And that's why every day we suffer so much, because there's a part inside of us crying, crying, crying. Let me free. Let me be. Let me be the great one. Let me be the one I really am. That is the Buddha inside us. That's the God within us. That's the Supreme Master. And when we already know our real selves, no problem is too big to solve. No death can ever frighten us. No danger can scare us. We always feel good, feel secured, feel godlike, feel holy, feel ever happy, ever ready to help anyone in need, physically and spiritually. Spiritually, help is the best help, because once you help someone spiritually, they can help themselves. And then in turn, they take care of their own physical need as well. In the beginning, perhaps the Master, Supreme Master Qinghai helped you in times of need, physically or spiritually. But later on, you help yourself. And later on, you help everyone else. Your parents, who is even deceased parents, your grandparents, your great-great ancestor, your future family members, all of them are taken care of by you. The day of initiation is the day they are liberated. If they are already in the other world, they'll be escalated into a higher realm of freedom and knowledge. If they are on this planet, they're going to be helped in every feasible way that is possible for this planet. And you yourself enter into sainthood, into a capable, a real person, a real being that we really are, because we are not this body. Know you not that you are the Holy Spirit? Know you not that you are just a temple? This body is just a temple of God, and the Holy Spirit lives within you. We all read this Bible, we all read the scripture, but we do not experience in reality. What does that mean, that the Holy Spirit dwells within us? And who is that Holy Spirit? It's ourself. It's our true self. It's a part of God's self is a part of the whole cosmos. And once we know this Holy Spirit, we are free. Free forever. Free, 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 free forever. Angel of death cannot lay claim on our soul anymore. Once we close our eyes, finish with this job in this earthly existence, we're free to fly anywhere. Chosen home in the whole great universe. We chose to where to live, in which heaven, to be near home, be near our friends, our relatives, you know, in this existence or future or past existence, we could choose to live with them. Or we could choose to live not with them, but go visit them anytime. Just think of them and you are there already. No need to pay for aeroplane, like I have to pay to come here. In this world, it's different. In the spirit world, we are free. We are free and we are great. That's why sometimes after meditation, we came back to this very small little prison cell, which we call body. We feel a little sad, sometimes a lot sad. But at least we could return to that realm again anytime we have free time. It's better than every day restricted within this little body forever. Just like if we are in prison and people can bail us out, yeah? But sometimes it's still better than sitting there forever. So this bail bond is free of charge. You can bail yourself anytime. And since I'm here today, the Supreme Master say you can get initiation right away instead of having to wait for many months. We never know if we live until tomorrow. There is a story in the book of Paramhansa Yogananda. You read that book? Yeah? Autobiography of a yogi? If you haven't, you should read it. It's very good for you to remind you of the spiritual great self, to urge you toward noble ideas, make you reawaken to your real self and want to find more about your greatness. This is a very good book. There are many other books I just cannot mention here. I don't remember all the titles. I do maybe, but we don't have time. I don't come here to sell books. But many spiritual books are good for you. That's one of them. Yeah. In that book, there is a story about a guy who is very, very bad intention, who wants to make trouble for the master, one of the master in the book. He wants to go there and to try to prove the master is fake and want to make trouble for him. But before he sit down, the master already tell everybody, say, you want to look at some picture? And all the disciples say, yes, yes, yes. So the master say, oh, you sit behind each other and put the hands on the person sit in front of you. So that's what they did, including the guy who came with a bad intention. So they did that. And after a while, one of the disciples saw a picture of a woman, very nice young lady, appearing in front of them. When the master asked, everybody else see the same picture like that, you know, a woman, yeah, a lady, and including the guy who came. So he was very ashamed. He said, he knows. He said, oh, the master asked him, who is that lady? And the bad guy say, well, it is, you know, I know, it's my sin. I am married, but I have extra marital status, affair with this lady, and I have been squandering money on her. It is no good, I know, but, and please forgive me, I came here with a bad intention. I want to do harm to you and blacken your name and all that, but since you already know, please forgive me, and would you accept me as a disciple also? So the master say, sure, if you go home and you can behave yourself morally for 6 months, then after that, you can get initiation. Otherwise, I won't have to initiate you. 3 months later, the guy went back to the same bad habit, you know, all kind of bad habit he did before. And just a while later, he died. So the master never initiated him. He has tried, but he failed. And the same with us. Many times we put off things until tomorrow. All the while knowing that this world is just a transient hotel. It's even worse than the hotel where I stay. In the hotel where I stay, I pay some money and they leave me in peace. They even clean my room, yeah, change my towel, give me soap and everything I need. But in this hotel, which we call life, we have to work, pay every day. Every day. And even if we pay, we still have to suffer. We pay every day with our precious time, our precious energy, our precious knowledge, our precious short existence here on this planet, which we should use to recognize our great power in order to tackle everything with ease and without effort. But we sacrifice all this because they make us so busy. The system in this planet makes us so busy. Work, 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 work. Work from morning till night. Work overtime. Work weekend as well. Still don't have enough happiness. It's not that we pay and we could have a good room, good maid service, room service or whatever. No, no. We pay and pay and pay and still pay. And there's not much happiness in it. More suffering than happiness. Even if we have family, beautiful family, good marriage, we still have to pay for it. We still have to work so much in order to maintain this. We work even in a rainy, stormy weather, in a dangerous situation, in our failing health time, in a time when we're exhausted and didn't sleep the whole night because of kids or worry or whatever, we still have to work. Nobody take pity on us. Nobody. And if we claim sickness too often, they think we're lying. Maybe we get fired. And then we struggle again, find another job, which is not easy at all. So this hotel on this planet is not very kind. It's not doing a good job for us. If you go in a hotel, you pay money. You expect good service. No? This hotel, no. You pay day and night, every day of your existence, until your last breath. You don't have good service. So if you ask me, I advise you to find another hotel. I know one. I know many hotels. In our father's home, there are many mansions. They're all empty. All decorated well, with the most beautiful furniture and facilities to your liking. And many still empty, waiting for you to go there and enjoy. Every time now. You don't have to go there yet, but you can go and have a look. Yeah, now and then come back and go for it. Yes. During your free time, during your reserve time for yourself, like 2 hours, an hour a day, because you work, we work all for the world, for the physical, material need. But we don't work for our soul need, for spiritual need. So therefore we are tired, we are exhausted. Even if we sleep, we don't feel that good. But if we meditate, even if we don't sleep enough, we feel great. We feel fully recharged and energized, and we can move mountains afterward. So, no matter how many people go up, there are a lot of mansions still, always ready. There's nothing in this world that we can compare to what we have up there. If we only know how glorious our true home is, many of the people who visit the other world, the heaven, our true home, would not like to go back here for any second. Even the people, what they call people who clinically dead and come back to life, you read those stories, yes? They don't want to go back to life. After they saw the light, after they saw Jesus or Buddha in heaven embracing them with love, their whole being changed. They want nothing on this planet anymore. Because that love don't exist here. That love is what you've been looking for all your life. Through everything on this planet. Everything, it looked like that love, looked similar, or looked promising to that love. We run toward it. We sacrifice everything for that. And then we get disappointed. All these things, like even drugs or alcohol, all these are the illusionary promise of a better feeling. But it's not real. They just make you feel worse afterward, depleted mentally, physically, and even trouble for the whole family.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States, $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects: brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression. Mental retardation. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Stunted growth. Facial deformity. Sudden infant death syndrome. Miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking. Childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome. Infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
But the real happiness we could find inside every day without having to pay anything, without having to sacrifice anything. And it only benefits more and more yourself and the family members and friends and whoever that know you. Lacking this love, we're doing all kind of silly things in this world. Because we think if we do this, we will get that love. Inside our soul, we miss that love so much. We miss it so much. We know we've got it before. We know what heaven is like. Because that's where we came from. Where else do you think we come from? Where do you think we come from? Any of you have idea? Heaven? Yeah, yeah, sure. Any idea? From heaven, right? Yeah? You think so? Sure about that? You're right, you're right. Yes, we came from God. God is our father, mother, parent. God is the only friend, the only source of all living things and non-living things in this planet and every other planet in the whole universe. God is the source of our happiness, our real self. And without finding that, we would always gobbling in darkness here, do anything possible with all this physical means to attain happiness we would not find. Even the most happy relationship is always tainted with something there. It's always a lot of effort to keep it. And you don't even know it lasts or not lasts. Even if it lasts, so much work has to be put into it, so much compromise, so much pain also. But the happiness from heaven, the true happiness that exists within us is everlasting. And that's the happiness we should find. And it's so easy. It's so easy. Just like instead of reclining on the TV or in front of TV or on the sofa doing nothing, I just show you how to find that happiness within while you are resting or relaxing time. Everyone finds a few hours to relax every day, don't they? Don't you? You need a few hours to relax every day, no? Okay. That is the time you should find God. You could find God. It's very, very easy if you just know how. It's not like you have to work. You just sit there, you know, like you always sit after you're tired. You like sit like this. close your eyes. Just concentrate where I show you how. Or you sit like this, I don't care. This, wherever, yeah? You can put your feet up in the air also. So to find God is something very natural, because it's your true self. There's nowhere else to go look for except within yourself. Without this, our life, we can never be happy. And then we'll be running around always in this cycle, just like recycled paper. Yes, sometimes in different form. Like people, they collect the recycling material, and sometimes they make it into a different other form, but it is still the same material. Likewise, our life has been recycled, all the same in this suffering kind of existence. And we could not even stay long. That's the point. Similarly, the spiritual practitioners, they are doing what they have to do in this world. But they know it's not home, because they know what home is. I've just came from my home. I haven't forgotten it yet. So if we practice every day spiritually, if we practice going back to the kingdom of God, look at your real home, and then come back here again, come back and forth again, then you never forget. Even though you came back to this material world, what I mean come back, it's just not like going and coming. It's just a way of speaking. This language is not enough. So if we come and go every day, we would never forget our real home. And even though we're doing things in this hotel called life, we would never be attached to this, no matter how we decorate it. Just like I decorate my hotel room. You know, I turn off the bed and all that myself. I don't bother the maid. When I leave, I tell them, okay, now you can clean. Because I put things everywhere just so convenient for me to find. But I know it's not my home. Even then, I decorate it nevertheless. But if we don't know we have another home, a true home, we would always be attached to this world, and we work and sweat, and we feel so much suffering because we want to keep these things that we have here. And if we cannot keep it for any reason, then we have so much pain, so much attachment, and we could die. Die of suffering, die of pain. A lot of people lose their money, lose their business, lose their home, and they commit suicide. Or they fall ill because of attachment for their possession. But spiritual person will not feel moved even they lose anything, because they know they have something better. There's a joke I read in the internet. It goes like this. There's a person who is very wealthy, mucho dinero, and he's dying, yeah. But he wants to take his possession with him. He has so much money, so much gold. He used money to buy gold and stacks all over in his house, and he wants to take him with him. And he was trying to take, but they say, no, you cannot take this. You cannot take this with you. Everything you earn here is belong to this world. At the time of departure, you leave everything behind, just go by yourself. Nothing. You came with nothing, you go with nothing. The man feels so bad in his heart. So he bargained with the angel that, please go and tell God whether I could take some gold with me. I need it. I work all my life for it. I cannot part from them, please. So the angel of death feels sorry for him. He shook his head and said, sorry, ignorant man. So I said, okay. When I visit him, I tell him. So after God looked down and see the pitiful state of his being, he said, okay, let him take. It's okay, don't worry. So the dying man make a big bag and stack as many gold as he can carry. Yeah. Carry. And then at that moment, he died. He died. Took his bag of gold to the pearl gate of heaven. And St. Peter said, what is it that you're carrying there? You're not allowed to take anything from earth to heaven, you know that? The guy said, but I have spoke to the Supreme Master Singhai. She said, okay. Some people say, really? Okay, I go check. So he went inside and asked the master whether you really allow this guy to take something from earth here? Oh, the master said, okay, he's just a poor man, let him. So St. Peter came back and said, yeah, you did have permission, okay, but I still have to check what you brought with you. So the man opened the bag and he looked inside and said, oh, that's that, you brought the pavement. Pavement for the road. Yeah. You got it? Okay. Well, just in case you didn't, some kids in heaven, they use gold to pave the road. Yes. So, and the diamonds that we like so much here, they use it to build walls. Yes. Or on the, you know, on the pavement or the park, whatever. So we walk on gold and diamond and rubies, yeah. All the trees are precious jewels. All the leaves, everything. They look like jewels, but they're not like solid. They look beautiful, but they are not like piercing. You understand? It's this very beautiful substance. That's the real gold and diamond. The diamond here could hurt you, even though they are forever. They're not. You could destroy them. But the diamonds and gold in heaven, you could not. You could not. And that's where we came from. We came from beautiful palaces. We came from precious abode. We came from freedom. We came from loving and kindness. And we degraded into the stage of what we are right now, with the suffering and the pitiful helplessness of human existence. But we don't have to stay like this, because we have treasure inside ourselves. Lay not your treasure on earth, but up in heaven. How do we do that? To find it again. Find the treasure in heaven. The real joy that we have inside, the real glory of our true self. I am here just to show you that part. Nothing else. Nothing else that is really important. So if you like to, we will have time to show you and guide you through the initial steps until you found your great self again and be happy here and ever after. Thank you.
The Kuan Yin method tells us to concentrate on the inner light and sound.
Right.
But how can people that were born blind or deaf practice?
Oh, these are not the light and sound from outside. It's the real one that is inside us. It's the kingdom of God. You don't need the physical eyes and physical ears to hear it. So deaf people can be healed. Blind people can see the kingdom of God. Blind people can see, deaf people can hear. It's not the physical body that we are talking about.
Dear Master, enlightenment is a journey every soul has to take. The role of a guru or master is to help the person progress through spiritual growth. You had to go through the same rigors of dedicated practice that Buddha and Nanak and many others went through. So how can you, in a moment, claim to enlighten your disciples with due reverence, Master?
You will see how. Try me.
Dear Master, as an enlightened individual, how do you get past the obstacle of knowing who you truly are and have that peace and joy when seeing so many around you who are still asleep, who may refuse or reject or ignore the way in which you hope to show them?
Oh, they have their own choice. Everyone has their freedom to choose to go back home now or tarrying around here. So it's no problem. You leave them alone. Yeah? If you want to go home, you go. If they don't want to go home, let them be there.
Dear Master, I have a cat and a dog, and I feed them meat. What is your opinion of this?
Ask the cat and the dog, not me. Well, I don't decide what you want to do in your life. Least of all, cats and dogs. But some of our disciples have fed them vegetarian food, and they were okay. I have 5 dogs. They're all vegetarian. And they're very, very, very excited and so healthy, beautiful dogs. Yes. No problem. Okay? I feed cats also vegetarian. They were okay, too. They didn't complain, so you can try that. In the shop for pet food, they have vegetarian food for dogs and cats. So maybe you inquire about that, hey? I feed my dogs, it's called Wei Song. It's good. Yeah, you know, huh? But my dogs, they don't eat dog food. They eat human food. I cook a lot and I feed them first and whatever leftover I eat. At first they eat dog food, later after they eat my food, they don't want that dog food no more. They just sniff around and they look at me, what's that? So after I have to feed them food every day, you know. They just eat dog food, you know, when I don't have time to cook. They just eat a little bit, symbolic, just to make me feel good, that's it. And waiting for goodies from the kitchen, from the real food.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your loving presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 2 of The Hotel Called Life. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry, coming up next after Noteworthy News. We wish you everlasting joy and fulfillment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.